Well, Phil Britton is with us. He is with Orion. We've done this when they launched and got the 320,000 approved, and now we move to the next step. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Phil, explain what Orion stands for. Of course, it's an acronym about the great outdoors, but explain what it will do and what its purpose is.
Yeah, so Orion stands for the Outdoor Recreation Innovation Action Network, and it's a public-private collaborative of different stakeholders, you know, so business owners, economic development partners, and several others that in this project act as a steering committee, so as like a guide and a resource for these different endeavors, so the industry growth strategy, which we talked about last time, and then the electrified trails feasibility study part of the project, which is happening now, and then also to network and share resources, share knowledge, elevate issues, all that kind of stuff.
Well, we spoke at launch back in June. Now you're ready to move forward to the next step with the RFP that was announced this week. Where are you at in the project now, and what is this next step?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the very first one was just forming the Orion Committee, and then the next step of that, which we talked about, was the industry growth strategy, outdoor recreation industry growth strategy, which we've engaged a consultant on to do that portion of it now. And then so this next one is an electrified trails feasibility study, and it's kind of like the tangential part of that overall growth strategy. But we're looking to partner with a team of students, so whether it's through a higher education partner or another economic or planning consulting firm, but leading a group of university students to conduct a feasibility study on electrifying trails and what that would look like, or different trail segments here in the central UP.
So you say electrifying trails. Does that mean putting charging stations throughout the woods? So what does that mean?
Yeah, so typically, you know, when you think about electrified trails, you immediately think of charging stations, right? So places you can charge your electric outdoor recreational vehicle. But it also encompasses things like Wi-Fi, lighting, maybe Bluetooth connectivity where you can get real-time data on the traffic on the trails, trail cams, kind of as a holistic piece. But the chargers are definitely a big part of it.
You know, I was just up in Pictured Rocks for the weekend, and there's no cell service. There's no internet anywhere throughout 90% of where I was anyway, between Grand Marais all the way over to Munising. So is that what you're talking about, is kind of making those kind of things available in parts of the UP?
I think, you know, those things would definitely be considered. You know, we'll see how the feasibility study turns up, but those would definitely be considerations that get put into the feasibility study for sure.
So feasibility study, what does that mean? And you said you would like to see college kids involved in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so feasibility study is just looking at different trail segments throughout the central UP, and that would be looking at the challenges, costs, benefits, all those different factors of these different segments, you know, which ones are probably the best suited for this type of activity, which ones might not be quite as beneficial to look at electrification, and then presenting that in a report, and then also at our first annual Outdoor Recreation Summit or Innovation Summit that's happening next May. We'll be presenting the findings of their feasibility study.
Right. So what's the next step after this? Is that the next step then, next May, or is there still more that you want to do with the additional steps before we get to that summit?
So the next step is to, you know, the RFP, request for proposal, is out there right now. You know, that is out until August 30th. Proposals are due August 30th. And so the next step is receiving those proposals, reviewing them, and then engaging the consultant or the, you know, university partner or whoever to begin the feasibility study. That'll then kick off probably starting in the winter semester of 2025.
All right. Okay, yeah. Anything else about this you'd like to let people know about, and how you're moving forward with this? People may recall $320,000 is what we had initially talked about as one of the parts of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this specific part is, there's $75,000 budgeted for this component. And then, yeah, if people want to find out more, you can go to innovatemarquette.org/Orion, O-R-I-A-N. That's where all the RFPs are, and that's where more information about the project can be found.
Bill Britton talking with us again as this project moves forward. I know we'll talk again. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much.